traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
No one's going to let Kanye back in.
You want to know why he went too far, bro?
Because he likes Hitler?
Yeah.
Wait, you're Syrian?
I'm Assyrian.
Where would your family be?
Iraq.
Oh, I got to wrap this up. Nobody wants to see ugly people do almost anything, let alone slobbing all over each other. I imagine having too big of a is a disadvantage.
It's not that bad.
I'm going to get the
little pre-show banter. I want to tell everyone in the audience right now, we just shot the Wiz Khalifa episode. Logan Paul is on Neptune right now. This kid is not going to be able to do useless.
He handed me a really strong joint called Khalifa Kush that he's doing with Mia Khalifa, the porn ex-porn star.
Who, by the
way, she's so much more than that now. Let me just say that.
And I want to say this too. She is more than that. She's turned now into a wide net mainstream personality. But I'm not DMing you, Mia, for any specific reason other than I want you on the show. So can you open I feel like she probably sees me pop in. She's like, oh, this is the scumbag that dated Lana. Let's this. I just want you to come on the show 100%. Because we really need female guests. So Mia Khalifa, if you see this clip, we would love to have a powerful female, what?
Yeah, go.
A powerful, independent female guest on the show and pick her brain about her current direction and trajectory of life. That's it.
Way to go.
Shut up for 1 second.
I'm going to go fuck myself. I think we lost our leverage when we promoted Khalifa Kush on the last episode and now this episode. Like our one sticking point that like helps us gets guests.
I said, maybe just for this episode, me and George will handle it.
No. Let me finish this thought.
Is they get our to promote one, their
yeah,
thing,
yeah.
Their
like we can help you. Like even Andrew, I'm sure you're only here because you have something to promote,
house
right?
House party.
No. Liar.
No.
He likes the house. All right. We're gonna help you promote your shit. We will.
No, but she can come on and talk about other stuff that she has to promote, bro. Like, whatever.
Yeah, she's a business girl. So, and by the way,
it was recommended to me that we have her on. I think she would be a great guest. So,
are you kidding me? She'd be fantastic. You get five plus million views.
100%. Are you how you feeling right now?
I'm fucking high as shit. And I'll tell you why. Because the Khalifa Kush.
Well, now you just did what you said you weren't going to do again.
And doubled down.
If you can describe your current feeling of life based on like a symbolism, like do you feel like you're in an active volcano?
Do you feel like you've been putting a microwave? My upper lip is sweating. The inner part of my mustache is beating.
We should probably bring our guest on.
Actually, maybe
our guest today is one of the major faces of comedy. You've seen him on endless podcasts and on TV and Dave on 5FX. He has a new movie coming out, House Party, January 13th. It's Chito Santino. Andrew Santino, welcome. Welcome to Impulsive.
What's up, brother? Welcome.
Great to be here, guys.
Thanks, Andrew.
We're all putting on headphones.
Do you like to do that?
I'm going to put it on. I'm going to put on some headphones.
Do you wear them on your
own? I'm also January 13th. I didn't know that was the date of the movie. I really didn't know that, but well, I'll take it.
We'll promote your shit.
No. I like that. I just didn't know that was the date. I'm proud that you guys got told. I didn't know. They didn't fill me in. I'm the only white in the movie.
I was just making sure you know there is a movie though, right?
No. I do. But I'm the only white. They had to get one white that was in the contract.
You were the token white guy, right?
Yeah. I think Warner Brothers was like, got to get a white. So
isn't that crazy how it's reversed, bro? Yo, think about it.
Yep.
The pendulum swung so far.
Too many whites.
Yes. They're like, we have too many. But no.
Too many whites.
Look at the show. The opposite.
Too many whites. Well, you're not one of us.
I know.
Don't try to be one of us, pal.
I'm sorry.
Which one are you?
I'm the Assyrian.
The
kid that walked down on your best friend.
Wait, you're Syrian?
I'm Assyrian, not Syrian. Don't do that.
What's
Assyrian?
Well, you're just Assyrian man, one single Syrian?
Nope, I'm an Assyrian man. It's ancient Babylonian. I'm old. We don't even have a country anymore. We kind of dispersed.
So where would your family be?
Iraq.
Oh, shit. I gotta wrap this up. I gotta get the fuck out of here. I appreciate for having me, dude, but I can't. This is nuts. No thanks.
Wait, are you a little cautious right now?
For a second, I was like, are you a little racist?
Are you racist?
Are you a bigot? Is that what's going on?
No, but do you know about what happened in this very room with that man in this very
We talked a little bit off the air a little bit about this, and my best friend Bobby Lee, who I do a podcast with, Bad Friends, he assaulted you. And he called me moments ago, and I told him that you were putting together a team of attorneys to
a few of them.
Yeah, and you should.
Could you be in my documentary? I'm thinking I'm gonna be brave next week. Just really come out and talk about it.
I don't know, man.
No, honestly, and I said this again off stream, but we'll say this here. Yeah. It had nothing to do with him. It had nothing to do with my friends. I was going through things, and it was a learning curve.
Can you say what you were going through or no?
No, see, you're giving him the lob that I gave him. He's going to break out into some serious shit at the wrong time.
I don't want to walk on you, bro. So.
No, but can you break out of serious stuff as long as you're okay with me making fun of it a little bit?
No. I'm totally used to that now, thanks to your friend. Well, you know, it's also, everybody comes up to me now on the street. They're like, yo, dude, and by the way, bro, sorry about that Bobby Lee thing. And I was like, bro, it's Island Boys and Bobby Lee. This is what I'm known for.
The Island Boys clip was funny.
That was
That was very funny to me, man.
Yeah.
Are those guys okay?
No.
Nah.
No, they aren't. And by the way, they could use the advice that you gave them that made them walk off.
Save
that money. Yeah. Wasn't that what you said?
Yeah, you could save your diamonds. You could sell the diamonds.
I'll tell you what I tell everybody that daps me up about that. It's, I don't like to talk ill about people that I gotta, like my parents taught me about life. So I'm not gonna sit there and judge them and shit on them. In the moment, I got a little aggravated, and so I was kind of pressing them a little bit. I actually regret it, because that's not my characteristics. I don't like making people feel bad.
I don't think you said anything bad.
I agree with you.
I think you were just saying maybe put a couple bucks away.
Just a few.
Maybe they didn't like the way you worded it, but I don't think it had ill intent. I think we were trying to say
it came from a loving place.
It did.
Yes.
Yeah. As
like you so much more than Bobby.
Well, let me tell you.
And you haven't touched my dick one time since we've been here. Or shoved your balls in my face.
I promise you I won't touch your dick.
Okay.
I can promise you that. I'm not a big fan of Assyrian dicks. I got to tell you.
You are missing out.
If you were Iranian, man, I'd be grabbing your cock right now. I'd be throwing it down
my throat.
Well,
he's not quite sure.
Yeah.
Because Assyria kind of dispersed into a lot.
Oh, right. So you could be.
He could be either, bro.
Okay, so now you just entered my documentary. You're racist. Both of
Wait a minute. Just us two? Did he get none of this?
No, he pays me, so he can't be.
No, so you're not cautious about anything. That's what Mike said.
Yeah.
Before that giant tangent. But you're not cautious about anything. You're just going to say what the fuck you want.
I feel like because I'm a comedian, if you don't understand my tone, if people are listening and they don't get that we're joking, like me and Bobby make a lot of fucked up jokes on the show. We're comedians. It's my job is to make jokes. If you think that what I'm saying might be serious, that's on you, 100% on you. That's kind of my perspective on comedy as a whole. Is like, also watch my special on Netflix, January 10th.
There it is. Yes. We told you we'd promote your shit.
Wow, January's a hot month for you.
No, but let me tell you something. I did want to come on this show beyond the fact that I wanted people to watch my special on Netflix, January 10th.
yes.
But since I met you, I wanted to come on the show. I met you in real life for the first time at... The outdoor comedy show you came
yes.
Why can't I think of the name? You were there, dude.
Yes.
You there? I can't remember the name of the show, but I met you in your Jeep then, and I'd said with Theo. Were you there with Theo or somebody? I don't know who you're with. Who'd you go with? But anyway, I was like, oh yeah, I do want to do that dude's show. I want to go on that show, and we've talked online before. Yep. And so I was like, no, I do want to come over here and do it. And then Bobby said he did it and assaulted you, and I saw it. And I'm first of all, I am sorry for his behavior, but it's not that crazy for a 51-year-old to do that kind of stuff, is
especially
it?
Not in Hollywood. That's a very common thing.
That's kind of what those guys do. Yeah, Once they hit 50, they're going to grab an Assyrian boy.
How do you think I got in the seat?
I know. Trust me. I get it.
Did you know Bobby was 51?
No. Wow.
Yeah, his skin, it's because of his skin.
He's 51?
Remember how good his skin is? His back skin is, it's like a baby's bottom. Dude,
well,
it's beautiful.
Asian Koreans, people, they grow beautifully.
What the fuck?
I'm gonna let you sit with that.
Have you seen a lot?
I'm gonna let you sit with that for a little bit.
Wait, so is he allowed to get away with that because he's a comedian?
Well, I'm still trying, so sometimes I could get fucked up.
No, but what he said again, none of his stuff comes from a bad place.
No, it does. Don't speak for me.
Oh, shit. All right.
Wait, is he allowed to say that because he's a comedian?
Yes and no. I mean, I'm gonna hit him as the podcast goes on. But
you're gonna hit him?
No. Like, hit him with stuff. But
you hit him with stuff?
You have to start low. You have to start low.
Like, what kind of...
They're on drugs. I am so sorry about that.
I can tell.
Wait, I'm not.
Hold on.
I'm
so, not. So, Do you think George could get canceled for what he just said? Is he good or not?
No,
good?
You have to have a career to be canceled. I don't have a career.
It's more the fact that what he said isn't that offensive because Asians do grow well.
Beautifully.
Bro, you'll get canceled by someone. Then all of a sudden, Elon Musk will buy that company. And all of a sudden, you're back. You know what I'm saying?
It like, depends on what you did.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the world is such a circus that, like, dude, we talked about this in the last show. Balenciaga had little kids in bondage gear, bro, sitting on top of a court document that said sex trafficking is not legal. They're going to be canceled. 100% canceled. Mm. Until the news cycle changes, bro.
Or until they put out some really good shit.
Exactly.
They might have
when the spring 2023 shit drops, people are going to be like, you know, I mean,
but I'll give you this. Bondage gear. Like, no one's going to let Kanye back in.
Nah, that motherfucker. You don't
think
toast,
so? No,
bro.
Man. I don't think so. I think this is, you went a little too far. It was just like a little too far. He's just a little bit.
Yeah, he went pretty fucking far, man.
No, I think that he put him he put himself in a bit. And I believe this to be true. I don't think Kanye believes any of that stuff. In my heart, I think this is all
a game for him.
Yeah, it was a game. I think he went too far, and he knows he's too deep, and he painted himself in a corner. And now he goes, well, if I go fucking bonkers, if I go fucking nuts, if I lose my mind and do crazy shit in front of people.
People talk about it.
Yeah, and then it'll also be a way for me to go, I told you guys I was sick, which he did. He said he was, you know, he has fucking issues. So it'll be almost on us. Like, well, why did we? This is my biggest beef. CNN and all these cocksuckers are like, they're like, he's sick. He's something's wrong. Well, then why are you putting him on the news? Why are you fucking showing him? Yeah. That's such bullshit to
well,
be
you
like,
know, well, hold on a sec.
This
you
guy's
know,
sick. Let's you cut, know let's, why. Let's go watch him say
no,
fucked
but
up
you
stuff.
Know why. It's you're I know you're asking clickbait. The question. Of course,
yeah,
bro.
No,
it's a
I
tale
know.
As old as time. Dirty laundry pays
so
the bills.
So I'm saying it's on them. And what he's doing is if you keep going really deep into the woods, at some point, whose fault is it?
I feel ashamed because I invited him on this podcast.
What, no, wait, you should. Everybody should talk.
No, he didn't.
No, he said no.
Yeah, but this was prior to him
Are
being
you Jewish?
No, I don't. I'm 7% Jewish.
That's why.
No,
yeah, that's why
he knew.
Come on. Yeah, that is true. He told
He's like,
me.
I'm not messing with that Jewish Paul kid.
Holy fuck.
Yo, but do you want to know why he went? Do you want to know why he went too far, bro? Honestly.
Because he likes Hitler?
That was a big
It's a big no-no.
No, that's
why. It's a big no-no.
Wait, he said he liked Hitler?
Oh, George, come on.
No, I'm not saying this just to be that one awkward guy. I don't like listening to drama. I really don't.
Yeah, but this is unavoidable.
No, it is, but like I just...
You know the world is in a bad place when Alex Jones, the guy that denied school shootings... is telling Kanye to chill out.
I agree.
That's crazy. The dude that was like,
I don't understand.
Sandy Hook is fake and they're all crisis actors. And he's the one being like, Kanye, come on, dog. Like,
chill. Back up.
That is batshit.
That's when you know. That's when you know.
We're living in the upside down world. This is fucking Stranger Things.
He didn't say he likes Hitler. He said
he respects him.
No, he said there's a lot of things that I love about Hitler.
Clip that.
Mad O's. No, I know.
Clip that.
No, mad O's. The only issue with this is like by the time this episode fucking comes out, he'll have said 50,000 other things. But the good thing for Kanye is the only good thing. That motherfucker's at rock bottom. Like the Nazis, when you roll with the Nazis, you have reached
rock
you know,
bottom.
Mass fucking critical mass. It's a wrap for you, bro. Like, there's no further
that's
down
it,
you can go.
That's it.
And the fucked up thing about it is he somehow still has, like, a group of people online that are just like, you know, man, like...
You're going to convince a couple suckers. You're going to get a couple suckers. You could say crazy shit. Someone's going to go,
yeah.
I don't know, maybe. Someone's going to do that. That's going to happen.
But the majority of people are 98%
of the guys, it's sad. I hope, and I don't, and I mean this, I know we're supposed to be having a fun conversation, but I hope as a fan of that guy for so many years.
Forever.
That he doesn't do something to himself, to hurt himself.
Sure.
That's the one thing I'm the most concerned
about. Here's my question.
I think he loves himself too much to do that.
I know, dude, but he's dangerous. He's in a dangerously weird place. I don't know. It's
why
weird.
Isn't any family member stepping
That's
in?
That's what I was just
because they're
ask.
All dead.
Really?
Yeah, well,
his mom is dead. He was the most important person in his fucking world. He lost his wife and his children. I'm sure he's got people around him. I don't know him on a personal level, but I don't know, man. Who's going to step in?
And everybody's using each other, too. Like, you look at the reason why he's saying what he's saying. Like, he's now been radicalized by the right. And I don't give a fuck about Riker. I don't give a fuck about that at all. But what I'm saying is he has attached himself to that machine. Jones,
totally.
Fuentes, fucking Fox, all that shit.
Gavin McGinnis or whatever.
All of it, bro. And now they see him as a cash cow. They're like, yo, if we have Kanye on, he'll come on. He's spitting.
Traffic jams, tailgating,
pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
All this rhetoric, he's going to talk the way that we like to hear him talk. He's going to fuel the hate, and we're going to get clicks out of it.
Of course.
So they're just going to keep having him on.
There's money there.
But the main question is, where is people? That's what I want to know, too. When is this going to get fixed, bro?
Like this, dude. If you got out of hand, would you be genuine? I'm being a real question. Because of your... Look at who you are to these people that are around right now. If you got fucked up and out of hand like that, who do you think would come first to check you in your crew?
Well, you know.
Who?
Him.
Like hard. You'd really do it. You'd check him hard.
I'm the no guy. Dude.
Would you?
Yeah, he would too.
He would too.
I would do it in a more loving way. He would do it in a more aggressive way.
I'll smack the fuck out of him.
Right. Which, you'd come at him
which
for
is,
real.
Which is actually how I respond. Like I need a, that's, which is why I
that's
said
That's a
him.
Real friend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
well, you need a real, they're both.
But I mean, the idea that you can have people around you, right? Because everybody has friends. Yeah. Everybody has friends. But somebody that'll actually check you when you do some bonkers shit that isn't going to support you through your nonsense. Sometimes somebody needs to be like, buddy,
so
stop.
In a really unrelatable way, when I have been watching Kanye and his antics, as someone who has been down a slightly similar path-ish, and
sure.
in the form of self-sabotage.
Yeah.
I know for a fact he only has yes men around him.
100%. I know, or no men.
Yeah.
Not no men.
He doesn't have real fucking friends who check him when shit hits the fan or when he has some crazy idea in his mind that he wants to vocalize. Like,
sad.
It is sad.
Hey, it's sad.
Anyways, I want to talk about weed. I want to talk about weed.
Yeah, yeah. Let's talk about some weed.
Well, I think it's a relevant topic.
I walked in, man. It was heavy with Wiz Khalifa. Wiz fucking
Khalifa.
You smoke?
I do sometimes.
This is why I want to talk about it.
Yeah, I do.
Do you have a back and forth with it?
I do. I absolutely do. I smoked weed for 20 some odd years. I started when I was like 14 or 15 years old.
Shit.
And I smoked pretty consistently for like a high majority of my youth. And then, you know, I just, now I'm in my late 30s. I'll be 40 this year. And I feel like I hit like a weird divot in my relationship with weed where
what changed?
Was like, I don't like it. I think I wasn't getting I wasn't enjoying my time when I was high, if that means anything. Like, it wasn't benefiting me.
Were you paranoid?
No, it just wasn't benefiting me. I feel like it was almost a waste of my personal time. Like,
had it been benefiting you in the past?
Yeah, creatively. I used to love smoking pot and writing, and yeah, that's where I would come up. Like, I read this article yesterday about a woman's clit never stops growing. Forever for the rest of time until
what?
They die, their clit continues. I know,
no shot.
That's a fact. That's
so,
a fact.
If you're like a 102-year-old lady, you just fucking
you got a
massive fucking clit, right. Dude. You got a big old fucking clit.
So do you think that AIDS?
But what I was gonna say was, I used to read stuff like that, get high, and then write for like 20 minutes just about a big clit.
Yeah,
and now I would get stoned in my current frame of mind or age range. It just didn't, I was like, I don't feel like writing and working on stuff. But I used to like love reading something and then writing and then trying to find the bit within the bit within the bit. But it just didn't benefit me in this current state I'm
what
in.
What if you instead of-
I like mushrooms a lot.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, love mushrooms. Big, big fan of mushrooms.
Psilocybin.
In fact, articles are coming out now saying how safe and beneficial they are. Yeah.
And you said it exactly like
the
him.
Exact
you had the whole
way.
Finger out and everything.
Do the finger.
Psilocybin has been proven by science to be the safest recreational substance.
We got the same finger.
You guys
are you? Are you from Chicago?
Chicago.
Yeah.
I'm Italian and Irish. What are you?
You're Italian?
Italian and Irish as well.
Yeah, Santino is my last name.
Wow.
You didn't think that was Irish. Huh? Mick Santino?
I got Italian and Irish. I got a little German too, but I haven't been bragging as much about that.
Yeah,
lately.
You put that one away.
Kanye
yeah,
thing.
Put
I
that mean, one
I put
aside.
It with the Balenciaga jacket in the bottom drawer,
yeah.
To be honest with you.
When you were in Chicago, did you ever do any of the improv scene out there?
No, I started comedy here in California. I moved here when I was 21 years old.
Why?
From school to do it. I went to Arizona State, and then as soon as I got out, I came right here. I got enough money.
To do stand-up?
Yeah, I broke up with my girlfriend. I got enough money. She tried to kill me. She threw a knife at my face when I was...
Oh, shit. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, so I got out. So that was good. And then I loaded up in U-Haul and I moved to Long Beach and then up to here and I've been here since.
Did you
just telling jokes, huh?
Yeah, man.
Up down the coast.
Yeah, comedy for a long time and then I started acting. I wanted to say something to Wiz. I never said... I didn't want to be in this moment with you guys, but I did Punk'd in 2011 or something like that. And we punked him.
No way.
But it blew it up in our fucking face.
No way.
And you know it was wild? Rest in peace. But it was Mac Miller's episode.
Oh, shit. Oh,
wow.
Yeah. Mac was the one that wanted to get Wiz because he like looked up to him. He loved him so much.
Oh, my God.
And we tried to get him at a bank. This is back before weed was legal here fully. Yeah. Like it is. It's kind of funny. And he had a truck filled with fucking weed. And we pulled him over at a bank that his boy was trying to get money out of the ATM. And we had fucking cops rushing. And we busted it. Like it was the DEA was busting him because we thought he was a kingpin for the Mexican cartel. It was all this shit, but it never went over because Wiz didn't believe a second of it, dude.
No
that dude,
way.
What? Well, you know, you talked to him for an hour. He's very keen. He's very smart.
Oh, my God. Yeah. So smart. Bro.
He knew, but Mac didn't know that he was going to, you know, we even had told Miller, we were like, I think this bit's going to get got. Like, I think.
What was it? Like, how did he?
It was, I think the whole organization was like, there was a robbery in place. In the bank.
Oh, and the cops like mistook them for the...
No, there was a robbery in place at the bank that the boy was going, his homie was getting money out of the ATM at. It was almost like a coincidence of errors. It was like cops were already there and he was like, what are the cops for? He's like, I don't know. But there was a dude with a gun robbing the bank inside.
Okay.
So Mac wanted to do that bit and we were kind of like, I don't know, man. But he was like, we got to get him this way. He'll have so much fucking weed in the truck. You got to get a hill of bags filled with weed. But sure enough, they did. I mean, they had like duffel bags.
Oh my God.
Filled with fucking weed in there. But the bit never went through because I just, you could tell Wiz knew right away.
No way.
He knew right away. Something was up. He's also, keen. Maybe some of his boys were like not, you know, like when your friends are acting a little strange, you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So somebody else gave it away. Kinda.
Somebody might have tipped them off a little bit. But we tried to run that with him, but I started acting then. Punked was like the beginning for me, and then I did
what
sitcoms
were you tell him
and all that shit.
You wanted to run it back?
I just wanted to tell him if he remembered for calling us out, because he called us out, man.
Oh, what'd he say? He said, am I being punked?
No, even worse, man. He would look around. He goes, where's the cameras? He was yelling out. He's like, this is bullshit. And we had a gang of fake cops and real LAPD, and he was calling them out too. He's like, fake cop.
He is so smart.
You should have posted that. I would have loved to watch that.
I don't know what they ever did. I mean, MTV had the footage. They might have put it up online for a while, but.
Well, you ain't going to see it now. It's only ridiculousness.
I know. On fucking
just one
loop.
Show over and over again. We just had Dierdick on. Have you ever met him before?
No, I never met him, but I know his brain. Cousin. I know his cousin.
Drama.
Yeah, no drama.
Logan said he's bland.
Okay. Who, drama?
Whoa.
Oh, boy. Oh,
and he reached out to us. He reached out in a group chat to both of us afterwards and said, yeah.
That's because all the people that watched the show were DMing him, and they're like, yo, Logan said you're bland, vanilla, bland.
Yeah, in context, it was a little different.
And so he didn't like it. I don't know. He just thought he was...
No, he texted us and he said, yo, boys, you did a great job on the show today, even though Logan called me bland, LMAO or something like that.
That's not that bad. That's not that bad.
LMAO'd
he's
it.
Gonna yeah,
he's
going to
kick my ass.
Yeah.
He's going to beat my ass.
He's going to come fuck you up.
Yeah, 100%.
Dude. You better get back in the gym.
I know, man.
You better get back in the fucking gym, dude. Drama's about 135. He'll fuck
you
up.
Yeah, but he's tall. He has reach.
No, dude, no.
No.
Like he's fought him already.
Let's not even go there. You know what I mean?
You probably meet a lot of celebs doing your thing because you're in movies too. You're not just in the comedy scene.
I do. I did a movie with Kevin Hart. Kevin's probably one of the biggest global superstars that I've ever fucking like hung out with and is a down to earth, chill dude. Is a very chill for how famous he is very low key.
I agree.
Like after we shot the movie, I said I was going to be in Philly and he was going to be in Philly doing a thing for the Eagles and was like, you know, where are you going to be performing? And I was at this theater and he said, I'll come by. And he did. He showed up and then he brought me over to when he did the Helium, which is a club. He was doing it with a buddy.
Sick.
Just to hang out. He's a very, like, I don't know. It's cool to see a dude that's that fucking famous.
Yeah.
That is still what I would imagine to be the dude he was before he was crazy famous.
Yeah.
You know?
I agree.
I mean, I don't know, but he's a very legit dude. But yeah.
He has a good heart.
And I meet some pieces of shit.
Sure.
Yeah.
Gandhi specifically?
Who exactly?
There's people I meet that are like, you think they're going to be dope and they turn out to be dickheads.
Like
was
Bobby
it
Lee.
Scottie Pippen, dude?
Bobby Lee is a piece
Bobby
of
Lee's
shit.
Bobby Lee is a piece of
shit. Was it Scottie Pippen, bro? Did you ever meet Scottie Pippen?
I met Scottie Pippen one time on
a golf course. What happened?
He was a nice guy. He had a big
Fuck.
Dick.
Damn.
Sorry, dude.
Big dick.
Huh? That dick is so... But do you know about this?
I don't know.
I'll give you a wild one. okay. Fucking... I shot a show in Vegas... like, I don't know, 7 years ago with Malin Ackerman and Tom Arnold and Rick Fox and John Sally. And I don't know if you know anything about John Sally. Do you know who John Sally was?
Uh-uh.
He was an NBA player from years ago. He was on Inside the NBA for a long time. But this fucking dude
had, like, the joke was that John Sally had his big old dick, and I'm sure the fucking internet's probably heard of this before.
Right.
But, you know, I was like, how real could this really be? And Rick Fox had said something to me about how he heard this story that they, back in the day when shorts were short in the NBA, that no shit, he couldn't wear them because the tip of his cock, cock would go to the bottom.
Yeah.
And he didn't like wearing, what are those, like, you know, like athletic shorts underneath, because it would cut the circulation off of his cock. He could feel it in his neck.
Yeah. So Andrew, so
imagine like, getting dunked on with this dude's dick in your face.
My God. Just smoking you.
What do you even do with something like that?
Fuck chicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, you fuck a lot of chicks, I guess. I mean, I don't know what he did. Maybe he stared at it, took photos of. I imagine having too big of a dick is a disadvantage.
100%.
Too big
is
bad.
It's not that bad.
I mean, get the fuck out.
You got a nice dick, but it's not that big, dude.
That was good.
I was just making a simple statement. I don't understand what's so funny about it.
No, but you took it
anyway,
like,
so yeah, are you a grower?
Or 100% a grower. If you looked at my dick right now, you would, it's never like, supposedly it's not that bad when it's in its
chill state.
Yeah. But when I look at it in its chill state, I'm just like, damn, I have a micro penis, bro.
You a grower?
I'm exactly what he's
growing. Same, what about you?
Oh, I have a good looking dick.
Yeah, see, I know he. I could tell.
Well, he's a chode. I'm like on the opposite. No, he's got a tuna can cock. It's massive, but it's like all width.
Yeah,
my shit, bro. Is like a toothpick. It's like if somebody took his dick and it was Play-Doh and they went like this with it for like 20 minutes.
It's a long
bro.
Snake dick.
So long. So long.
A long snake
bro.
Dick.
And he's got a like a Gatorade bottle.
Well, prime
like this.
Like a prime bottle.
Yeah. I like that.
He can spin it around in circles.
I want to clarify.
Is that the girth of a prime bottle? Is your cock?
My dick is longer than that. And I'm shame on both of you. I've flashed you guys enough to represent me.
Yeah, it was all right.
One time, George started swinging his dick around like a helicopter type motion.
I love that.
I swear to God, I thought if he started going fast enough, he'd take off.
Get some momentum.
Gone.
When Bobby Lee put his dick in my face, I knew if I did the same, he'd die.
the reason that he does stuff like that is because his dick is so small, he knows that it's not gonna bug anybody.
No.
But I will admit
it's tiny.
No, his wife or ex, whatever the
his
fuck
ex-girlfriend,
that weird relationship they have, also have a podcast. Yeah. By the way, that's gonna fucking explode. That can't not explode.
I'll tell you what, as long as she keeps hitting him, I think they're gonna keep doing it. She beats him. She beats him bad.
No way.
I've seen it. I've walked in on her beating the shit out of him.
And he sticks around because the girl threw the knife at you and you left. Did you think about staying after she launched the katana at you?
There's something about when a woman throws something at you that it turns you on a little bit.
It depends what it is.
You definitely did.
It was a knife.
That's on the crazier end of the spectrum for me.
Yeah, it was too much, but I also thought this bitch loves me.
100%.
There was a moment where you're like, this bitch threw a weapon at me. She fucking loves me.
I've had that happen.
She was
before.
Mad I was leaving, but it was never meant to be. I knew I was like, you can't come to California with me. I'm chasing some dream.
Yeah,
I was like, you
knives.
Gotta be
you're
fucking.
A knife thrower.
We were 22.
But it wasn't because of the knife throwing though.
Huh?
How long did you date her?
Just a year and some change, year and a half or something.
A year
like
and a half gave her the ability to throw a. What kind of knife was it? Like a butcher knife or a butter knife?
It was like a cheap kitchen cutting knife, like a Cutco knife, a chef's knife.
Oh, that makes yeah, but mine.
I will say, dude, it end over ended well. It was like
so.
I
that,
watched
when
it.
You first said it. That was my question in my head. How good was that throw? And did it like stick in the wall?
She's
after?
Athletic. She ran. She ran track.
Shit.
She had good aim.
Holy shit!
It hit the chair that I was sitting on, and I just sat for like a solid minute. And I was like, are you fucking serious right now? And she started bawling.
Oh, wow.
I just love you so much.
And then we fucked. And then we fucked like animals.
No, you fucked. You did not. No, you did not.
You gotta fuck after they throw something at you.
Well, like throw a vibe. Don't throw a knife.
No, then you knife her. Then you fuck her like she threw a knife at you.
So she tried to stick you, but you stuck her in
there. You ever heard that phrase? I'm gonna fuck you like you threw a weapon at me? Yeah, that's
a big East. That started on the East Coast. I remember
that
when I was a kid.
You fuck her like she threw a knife at your head.
I'm from Chicago, and I've never had a girl.
Yeah, because you've never had a girlfriend that has that capability, bro. I've had so many girls try to stab me, bro. Yeah. I had this girl Morgan. I dated her. She was this little Jewish American princess, bro. She drove a Jeep Liberty, and under that Jeep,
they all have Jeep
bro,
Liberty.
Bro, under that 100% under that Jeep Liberty seat. One time, we got in a fucking dispute, a verbal disagreement. We were driving down the Boston Post Road. We had just left the bar. And I was like, no, you know, fuck you. Pull over. I'm getting the fuck out. And for some reason, I was in the back seat. There was no one in the front seat. I still haven't figured out why that was happening. But I was like, let me the fuck out. She said, oh, yeah? You want to get out? You want to get the fuck out? Then she got out. And so I got out. But she went under her driver's seat and pulled a butcher knife out.
Nice. I
in
like
the
that
middle
girl.
Of the Boston Post Road. And Same situation. We argued for another 20 minutes, went home and furiously fucked each other.
No way!
100%. Yes.
Bro, if you're going to fuck someone...
Are you guys joking? Like the raccoon shit?
Like you're surprised?
Bro, I'm going to be honest with you guys. I am a little surprised.
A crazy girl?
No, I've never had yelling to me is even like toxic.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
You've never used recent bloodshed as lubricant?
Oh,
that happened.
What the fuck are you guys going on about?
How do you not?
Come on, dude.
Wait, hold on. That one.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, dude. Sometimes you're punching each other. Yes. There's a bloody nose, and you wipe your nose. And
you're fucking with me.
I'm
right?
Dead serious, bro.
I'm fucking around, but yeah, he's on one.
I was kidding too. But you know what they say?
We gotta get you a crazy girl. Are you single?
No, actually, my girlfriend was Dave's new girl in the show. She was on the show, Dave.
Dave Thomas.
Yeah, Dave Thomas.
From Wendy's.
From Wendy's, yeah. Because that's my sister. That's my sister and my dad.
You look just like the guy.
So wait a minute. Dave's girlfriend?
So in the show, Dave, that scene where
which I'm shooting right now, comes out next year.
Congratulations. Great show.
Thank also you. Congrats.
And she was very
Kanye
excited.
Kanye is not a fan of our show.
And she's...
Too much Jewish stuff. The whole show. What is it? What's her name?
Shauna Della Rica. But she was... the girl that reenacted the scene with his old girlfriend in the studio where he took her from like outside of a club.
You may know her as Girl One.
Girl One?
I think she might have been Girl Six.
She reenacted the scene of the... Wait, say it again?
So season 2, episode 1 or 2, where he gets a girl from outside of a club and he's trying to reenact that love scene that he used to do with his girlfriend in the studio where they're singing on autotune.
And that's your girlfriend?
In real life, yes.
And did they make out on the show?
Yes,
they did. Were you chill with that?
Yes, because it's a professional thing. And
sure.
Yeah, and I don't like to be like awkward because that's her dream, bro. I don't want to get in the way of her dream.
Right.
But
right.
She kissed Little Dicky, and that kind of fucked me up a little bit. If it was anybody else, if it was you, I'd be like, way to go, babe. But it was like a guy named Little Dicky. Oh, and I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Wait till she kisses Big Dicky. If
Go to commercial.
What if she has to do a kissing scene with that basketball player, Jason Lally, or it's Jason Salas?
Oh, yeah.
No, I always told her, if you're going to cheat on me, he better be bigger dick than me and better looking than me. Like, don't do it for fucking no reason.
But wait a minute. If she, let's say this. Let's say she's like, babe, okay. I have a scene with Bradley Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be naked, and I
no,
have to be
no,
like.
I don't like naked scenes, and I'll tell you why. Not for me.
So you tell her no. Your dream, her dream is good up until nudity, and then her dream is no good.
So
you have a limit on her dream.
As a partner, I discussed it with her.
You need to wake up from that dream, babe. You can't ride Brad Cooper.
I could never tell her what she could do. I'm not her fucking dad, so I just explained to her. I'm like, I feel that if we have kids, I wouldn't want them to have like a scene where you're naked getting fucked by some dude.
So you're saying you want to marry an actress.
Mm-hmm.
But if they did a nude scene at any point, it's out.
No, it's not out. It's because it's her choice and I still love her. So if she did it, like, it's her decision.
Can't have kids with her, though.
Can't have kids. No. I can have kids, but they have to be blind. They can't see that shit.
How could you even do
that? Is he allowed to say that because he's a comedian?
No.
No, I think anyone can
I get
say
canceled.
That.
No. No, but also, so this is interesting, though. What if it's just tits out? Can she have tits out?
So,
because what if it's one tit?
Again, it's all her decision. I just wouldn't love it. But also, secretly, I do because she's so beautiful that I'm like, yeah, that's my girl.
So there you go.
So, like, yeah, it's her decision.
So let her ride Bradley Cooper, dude.
Well, if it's Bradley Cooper, I'd ride Bradley Cooper. Yeah, so, like, why the fuck would I get in the way of that? It's Bradley Cooper.
I think that is tough because every nude scene, is always making the women are more vulnerable. The dude never looks not, you know what I mean? Like, oh, dude's always going to look good in those scenes. So... You know, this your girlfriend, if she has to ride someone at some point, you got to let her do it.
I would, but the only thing that fucks me up is not the scene. It's the fact that I know it's going to take so many different shots. So they're going to be there for 8 hours. I don't love that.
Yeah, what if they crush on each other?
One of those shots is going to be...
If they crush on each other?
What if they have some chemistry?
Well, you know, I can't... I don't get involved with her chemistry, her love, all that stuff. I can't do that. Because if I sat around worried about that shit, then I'm not in control of my own life. I have to trust her and know that this is a professional
game. So you're telling me... That if your girl was crushing on some dude that she was working with on set, and she came home and she was maybe a little cold shoulder towards you,
yeah,
and excuse me, and she wasn't loving on you the same way.
Yeah,
and maybe
yeah.
she's developing feelings for this other guy.
It's my fear. It's actually a big fear of mine.
You're telling me you'd be chill with that?
No, no, no. We would break up. But it would no. If you have feelings she for might, somebody,
what if
you can't.
What if she did the scene with Brad?
Yeah,
and she turned on so much that when she came home, it was the best sex you'd ever had.
And she screamed out Bradley's name?
No, and she was just like, "Babe, I need this. Gets me back."
That's actually a very realistic question,
you know what dude. I mean? Okay. What about that? And I'm not saying this again. I swear on everything. Belle and I, 4 years into it, we have sex like 3 times a day. We're very. I'm How not old kidding. Are you? I'm 29.
How old is she?
She's 24.
3 times a day.
That's impressive.
She is my best friend, bro. Like when I fell in love with her, like it wasn't like I meant to fall in love with her. It was a girl I slept with, and I was like, my God, this girl is the most brilliant, beautiful woman.
You're a sweetheart, man. You're a fucking sweetheart.
No, I love that woman. Like with all my
heart. 3 times a day.
No,
God bless.
Yeah, no, but but also like I cut out pornography. I don't jerk off. Like there's a lot of steps that I had to do.
Bro, if you jerked off and you were fucking 3 times a day, you'd have
traffic jams, tailgating, pile-ups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
A real problem. I'd actually sit you down.
Yeah, that'd
and talk
be sad.
You,
you ever jerk off with her?
Yeah.
You know, I relate to what George is saying a lot because I personally, if a girl that I was talking to ever had a pass of getting naked, I would never talk to her. I would not be able to handle myself.
Really? Mike, you dated the number one porn star in the world.
I think that was probably the joke.
Nope, it wasn't. That's the old me. I've changed. I'm a different person.
Would
now.
You ever date someone in porn again?
I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. I still thoroughly enjoy the space.
Yeah.
From an exploratory and sexual standpoint.
He's out, so
one of them
in.
The other night told me that I had a BWC.
Big white cock?
Yeah, and I'd never heard that before.
It just doesn't have the ring that BBC
does. It
doesn't,
and I also knew she was lying to me.
BBC just sounds so nice. BBC.
It's so great.
The BWC, W is a bad letter.
What do you think about interracial porn? Are you a viewer?
I watch it all.
Yeah.
I'll take all of it in. I'm not discriminatory.
All of it?
Yeah.
All of it.
Name a thing that I won't watch.
Have you ever watched a hentai octopus fuck a small Asian woman into a death state?
You think I've never seen an Overwatch porn before?
Wow.
Dude, out of your fucking mind. You think I haven't seen anime porn
Have
before?
You ever
What's your favorite porn then?
What's my favorite porn?
Favorite porn, like top tier.
When two people just argue and they never fuck and they just fight, they just
oh, that's good.
Scream at each
that's
other.
That's called the Impulsive Podcast.
I love it. Yeah. This is it. What's my favorite porn to watch? Probably solo stuff.
Oh, you like? Oh, you're a solo guy.
Yeah,
just the exact opposite.
I just like to sit there and see. I just like to sit there and see them doing their thing because I'm doing my thing. It's almost like we're in the same in the parallel universe. Right here, we're in the same place. Because when two people are fucking or a group of people are fucking, they're all thinking about other different things. When a solo is a solo and I'm a solo, it's almost like we're connecting on this universal level. We're both solo. We're not thinking about anybody else but ourselves.
That's so do it with the heart.
Is that kind of nice?
I like that.
Yeah.
You just made that so romantic.
That's nice.
What's wrong with you guys today? Why can't you speak?
The next time that I jerk off, I'm going to be thinking about you.
Think about me. you jerk off thinking about me watching a solo.
Yeah, I'm going to do that, bro. I'm not. I probably won't. But
give it a whirl.
Nah, I'll probably watch interracial, bro. You know what I'm saying?
What's more important about less than what you watch to me is what's your positioning. What's your positioning
like,
when you watch?
Like Democrat
like sitting
or
down?
Liberal? Like
physically,
liberal.
What is your positioning?
Dude, this is actually a crazy question, and I have something that's very weird, and I've tried to like do that locker room talk and talk to people. Nobody fucks with what I say, and I want to be vulnerable right now. I'm going to get roasted for this.
No, we'll all tell our vulnerable position.
Wouldn't be the position. First time this week. But I just mean it.
Mike's a meanie weenie, huh?
Oh, no, he's going to walk.
He's going to walk off.
Come on, tell us how you jerk
Come
off,
Come on,
George.
Babe.
I can't deal with all
get
this
over
fucking
here.
Shit.
Tell us your vulnerable positioning.
Oh, I actually can't
Well, let's
wait
take a guess. Let's take a guess at what he
okay,
does.
Okay, I think he sits crisscross applesauce like he did at Steve Aoki's house on
like
a yoga
that.
Mat with a small incense candle like the one right there burning and some like Hall & Oates on.
Ooh, I think you jerk off doggy style. I think you have one hand on the floor on your knees. I think you jerk off down. You down at the floor.
That is probably.
I'm going to try that once.
Do you think, be honest.
Do I finger my asshole?
Asshole, yes.
No, bro. I don't finger my asshole.
Do you believe that?
But I don't yeah, mind.
See,
I don't
you
mind
see
if,
how he answered that?
George.
No. Did you
I have buddy. Nothing against anal licking. I just don't like to go inside.
All right,
that's
do you lick
fucking
your own asshole?
I tried to once.
Fuck.
Flexible.
What do you think I do?
Dog.
Doggy style? He said that. Go on to the next one.
Something involving, well, this is probably the only time.
I don't know. I don't care. I want to hear you say it.
You know what? No, I'm not going to tell you because you just said you're not going to fucking care. I was being vulnerable and now you don't care about my jerking off.
Okay, so I'm personally not going to think about it and spew a vision of you jerking off.
Well, then fucking I'll paint the picture. Okay, so I don't like the cleanup section afterwards, right? So you buy a nice fluffy blanket, throw it over your dick, use that nut in the blanket, take it, throw it, wash it.
Whoa. Oh, you're a luxury kind of guy.
You're a sick.
I light candles. I play R&B music.
So many
I can't,
steps.
Of course.
Oh, he bought a blanket?
For
what
his
kind
cock.
Of blanket? What are you jerking off? Like an airman?
Oh, a nice fluffy one. Like I needed an animal to die for it.
Ooh, okay.
You
understand.
You would rather do all right. No one's a fan of the cleanup. Like, there's no sick fuck in this room that sits there and they're like, oh, I came on myself. Let me play with it, George. No
well,
one's a, no, and this,
slow down. Some of us like playing, Mike. Some of us like drawing squigglies.
No, I'm just saying, like,
no, but do you go on your are you on your back?
I'm
you,
on my
you shoot
back
right here. Is
I'm,
this your target?
I'm as simple as it comes.
There it is.
I lay on my back and I collect, before I do the deed, two small pulls of the toilet paper.
Got
roll.
It.
I fold them into one half and then one half. One comes with me into the bed. The other one sits like kind of on the nightstand, right?
Uh-huh.
I'll sit there with my, depending on how much anxiety or stress I have that day, somewhere between semi-flaccid and semi-erect penis, because it's never really hard anymore. I'm in my almost 40. I did heroin for 10 years. So I'll sit there.
What a detour.
I'll do my best with my rubber band penis to make it do what it does. And I want it to land directly, almost like a gymnastics routine.
You stay shooting at it.
Yes, on this target. Toilet paper, right? Now, say I have some pent-up splooge, right? It's been quite a while since I've done that gymnastics routine. Yeah, maybe it shoots into my mouth or my eye. You know what I'm saying?
You hit your face?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you guys ever hit your face
yes,
with cum?
Yes, I have.
No way.
Yep, I have.
You
I have, too.
I've gotten, like, up to here.
Yeah,
like, I've hit
there
the
was
chin.
One time,
in your beard?
But I will look away. Yeah.
You looked away in time?
Well, what do you mean, in time?
Well, the cum shot's pretty quick.
Yeah, you're the one that says, I'm going to cum. You know when you're going to cum.
Not Mike.
You have somebody else in the room. You're like, you're going to come now, Michael. No, I know exactly when I'm going to come.
So wait, yeah, but the
Mike's
way
the only guy that's blown away by when he comes. Whoa, I had no idea I was about to come on myself.
That's not what I mean.
Lunatic.
That's not what I mean specifically. What I mean is like.
Of course I looked away. I looked away. I knew no, I could because feel the pressure was building. I knew there was a lot coming out.
But what made you think like.
This
okay,
could go
I
far?
Don't want to. No, not that. But like, there's no way I want to see this. It almost sounds ritualistic of you that you're just like, oh, it's about to happen. Are you ashamed of what you're doing in that moment?
No, he just doesn't want his face.
And you should be too.
I am.
You shouldn't be wasting all of this goodness
why are
on
we
yourself.
Doing this to ourselves.
I'll tell you. You wanted my vulnerable. I'll give you vulnerable because
you.
Yours isn't that bad. Oh. This is the one I don't do it as much anymore, but I used to love it. The rock star slide. This thing.
I don't know why.
I love it. It's like tightening in your thighs. It feels amazing.
I could see myself. I got shit
rock star
knees.
Slide.
If I didn't have such bad knees, I'd probably be doing.
It
something
It feels amazing
because like
something about the way you're positioned. It feels like it's primal. Like our bodies were supposed
like
to.
Liver.
Yeah.
Like Liver King. Yeah. Like
I feel like if you ever went fucking crazy and started jerking off in public, that's how you do it.
100%. 100%.
What do you do?
Kind of inspired, to be honest.
I want you to try it, dude. Let me know when you do it. Let me know.
I tore my MCL, but
I know we'll do. Just lean on one. Just lean up. Put one up on something else. You know,
that's a contortionist.
What's my?
This guy's flexible. Yeah. He can fucking do that.
I'm flexible.
You do yoga?
I don't do yoga.
You've never done it?
I've done it, but I don't really fuck with it.
Oh, you should, dude. You'd love it.
I think it's a Ponzi scheme, to be honest.
Yeah, what? I agree with that.
No, that's a crazy
idea.
Madoff,
I heard, was one of the people behind yoga.
Really?
That's what I've been told.
And FTX was behind yoga?
Oh, right. Yeah. And what's his name? SBF.
Sam? No, you don't. Do you yoga?
I not anymore.
You got to do it.
No, what?
I swear to God, I live by it. I broke my fuck. I fractured my back.
This is shocking to me.
2 years ago, I fractured my back.
How?
And I'm not kidding. Well, I was running. I used to run. And then I would run to the gym, I'd lift, and I'd run home. I just enjoyed that cycle. And then one time I was running late at night from the gym, and I didn't stretch. And dude, when you get near us, you get near 40, you stretch more. You just do. And then I didn't stretch when I left the gym like a fucking bozo, and I was tight. And then I came down off of a curb that was higher than it normally is. Ooh. And my weight shifted to one side. Yep. I felt it immediately in my back. And I was like, holy fuck. I was on the ground. It was the weirdest feeling. Oh. So I had a hairline fracture in my back. And then I had a herniated disc.
Whoa.
L4, L5. So I had sciatica for like fucking 3 months.
Bro,
dude, I tried everything. It was nuts. Well, just because my muscles were...
Isn't that crazy? Like back in the day, you could like do a backflip off a cliff onto the cement.
Yeah, now I'm an old fucking loser.
I'm with
does that make you feel like a pussy?
No, you know what? You know what? Because I ran home still with the fracture. I didn't know I had a hairline fracture in my back. I just thought I fucked my back up. Because I had fucked my back up before, like playing basketball. I'd gotten sports injuries, but never like that. And then I tried everything, dude. And this is for people at home. If anybody has a fucking bad back, I swear to God, yoga and stretching 100% changed my life.
My girlfriend is going through this right now. Did you ever have any like pinched nerve pain down your leg, or did it ever transfer?
Yes, that's sciatica. That's what that is.
No fucking way, bro.
Dude, tell her to stretch. I mean, I swear to, I know it sounds.
Yoga, huh?
Because all yoga really is using your own body weight and stretching. That's really what it is. And nobody does it. Nobody stretches the right way.
Everything.
You got to do it.
Everything.
Well, her back is fucked up. Like she feels pain in her left leg or her right. And are you guys still fucking?
Yeah.
See, you're making it worse.
At my house, I gotta hear it.
You're making
morning,
it worse.
She knows that. She knows
I hear
that.
It every morning. I wake up
so
from
she's,
my coffee.
So she's getting more herniated discs because of you.
Herniated dick.
Herniated discs.
Nice. Herniated dicks.
It's your fault, dude.
Damn.
Tell her to try some yoga. See if it works. I tried shit. You can look up online and try it. I'm telling you, it's not a Ponzi scheme. It's legit. It's. I did it by myself. You can do it at home.
Do you ever do goat yoga?
Never. That's embarrassing.
That's a Ponzi.
Hot
yoga?
Sure. That's for white girls.
Hoga?
Hot yoga? I don't believe in that either. That's also white girls.
Wow.
I just came up with a new injury, and I think I have it, and I want to ask your opinion on it.
Is it mental?
Yeah. No, this one's physical. I already have every mental one. I touch doorknobs like 4 times before I leave. I flick out light switch. No, I didn't touch light switch enough times. My family's going to crash in a plane crash.
Did you get into a car accident when you were a kid?
Bro, I've been in every accident ever.
Like, I feel like you
were in
a baby
seat. He got a car accident
when
he was a kid, when he was a young kid, when he was an old kid.
Like, you just bounced off inside
everything.
Of the car?
Yeah. Even in heroin.
Okay, so tell me what.
All right, ready? I believe that in this current day and age, I should be diagnosed with something called podcast neck. I have been looking in that direction while facing that direction for 3 hours.
Yeah.
And I need someone, like if you called me from the door right now, I wouldn't be able to look over to see who was there.
Try. Mike! Can't do it.
No shot.
Lift your head up. You do have a thick neck. You got a thick neck.
You do have a thick neck.
Actually?
Yeah.
Well, I've been chewing like a ton of test in my ass lately. Just keep my...
Put your hands around his neck and see. Can you touch your hands, both fingers around his neck?
And then spit in his mouth.
Now spit in it. Yeah.
Spit in his mouth.
Call him a bad boy real fast. Who's a bad boy?
Yo, you got a favorite P-star that you watch do solo action?
No, honestly, dude, I've never been committed. This is why, and maybe I'm an old fuddy-duddy, but like, I don't understand OnlyFans. Like, much love, do your thing. But I would never support it because I'm also like, I don't want to follow one person that much. That was never an interest to me.
Yeah,
I like that.
I just like watch what I like to watch.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Because think about it, dude. If there's ever a moment in life or in time when you can be just kind of like fluid in what you're fucking with, like in that moment, it's that moment. Like, I don't want to go on and be like, I wonder what my wife, Jenna Jameson
for us,
is doing today.
That's right.
Like, or Debbie Does Dallas, whatever.
But it's also funny because like,
what the fuck?
I feel like it's almost, there's some people that find that like it's a relationship.
You're grounded, huh?
I love LA.
Yes.
I like Chicago, where I'm from. I'm going to move to New York for a little while.
Nice.
Great city.
I like all three of those.
New York,
places.
Yeah, my New York girl. We talked.
Wait, can we talk about Shy City for a second?
I love Chicago.
It's crazy because
so much
because fucking Adolf Hitler's giving them a bad name right
I know.
Now, bro.
No. But we still got other hits coming out. We have good people from.
Oh,
we have
so like R. Kelly. Ask you some Shy City.
That guy, he's good.
I want to ask you some Shy City related questions. Do you love Portillo's?
Yeah, it's one of the best places on planet Earth. I'll drive there tonight. If you wanted to go
so
right now, I'll go to Orange
good.
County and go get
What's
it.
What's your order?
I get a combo, Italian beef and Italian sausage.
Okay, so a lot of people go and they just get a dog, but you really, it's the shit, it's the Italian beef.
I go for the Italian beef, but if I'm really wanting to be a bad boy, sad boy, fat boy, I won't eat all day. I'll go down there and I'll get the Italian sausage inside the Italian beef.
Oh my God.
Dipped with hot and sweet peppers, and I'll get the cheesy fries. I'll get the fucking chocolate cake. And
cake shake?
Two Cokes.
The cake shake?
Two Cokes,
or the chocolate cake?
I'll get it all. I'll get it. Fuck me up. I want to be in my car feeling sad for a while.
Yeah, you will.
Make that drive back up to LA.
Deep dish pizza.
What's my verdict?
Because I don't eat my pizza with a fucking spoon.
Oh, you don't like deep dish?
Get out of here, bro. I'm from New Haven, Connecticut, the pizza capital of the United States
of
America.
We know, Dave Portnoy. We've heard many, many times. Here's the deal. We don't eat deep dish like that.
It's not a thing.
It's not a thing. We like it once in a while because it's a fun bit. It's usually, you know what we say? It's for you guys. When someone comes into Chicago and they're like, I got to get a deep dish. We have to take you to a place. We don't naturally go there.
Yes, dude.
It's not our thing. It's more like Chicago style, real Chicago style pizza. It's called Tavern Pizza.
I was going to say, yes. Pub Pizza. Yes. Yeah, square my ex cut. Used to bring me to Watts.
That's legit Chicago style old school pizza. In fact, if anybody wants to claim deep dish, it's Detroit because they do that big, fucking slices. We don't really do that shit.
Au Cheval.
What about Au Cheval?
Greatest burger in the United States.
Debatable.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, I'm going to talk some shit right now about LA and the burger scene. It's like out of control now.
Well, there's my situation.
There's a
obviously.
Billion. What's that?
You know I'm a burger fanatic, right?
Okay, so let's talk then. Here's my beef. I get it.
Beef.
Yeah,
man.
This segment's called Here's My Beef. Yeah. I'm up here. I'm lightning. I'm up there. All these burger shops, fucking Burger She Wrote and blah, 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 whatever. You know them all. I'm not going to name all of them.
Yep. Heavy handed.
I get it.
For the win.
I get what they're doing.
Yep.
Why am I paying $30 for a cheeseburger?
Yeah. Well, it depends on the place.
Nah, dude. It's a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I'm paying $30.
But.
Why am I paying $30? It's batshit fucking crazy.
Well, Burger She Wrote, for
example.
And
it's also a smash burger.
Yeah.
You fucking smashed it. And then imagine your favorite meal. If you're like, oh, I love this fusilli pasta. And they brought it on and they were like, there you go. $45.
Your pub pizza in Chicago, they smash it.
$30.
Well,
what's the reasoning for
that? It's Snake River Farms, American Wagyu. It's a bit more expensive. Supposedly it's not even more expensive. They can just say since it's American Wagyu that it's more expensive. Mm. But what I think they're getting $16 for a double cheeseburger at Burger She Wrote. I have Burger She Wrote currently technically on my list at number one, but actually For the Win is better, dude.
Here's the deal. I don't want to get burger fries and a Coke and pay $30. I think it's fucking rude.
You're right. It's
just rude. I don't understand. And they know they're fucking us. And American Wagyu, by the way, fuck out of here.
Right.
Phony baloney's nonsense. Do you know the history of this? Does anybody know this? I went to Japan. I ate in, when you go to Southern Japan, you can get real Wagyu beef.
Yeah,
you can get real shit.
For sure.
And they'll tell you. I sat in this restaurant with this chef and he told me, he was like, here's the deal. Many, many years ago, we made a fucking deal with the cows from the Wagyu province, right? From Kobe province.
Yep.
And they gave us a couple of cows, right? And then they bred them here in America. So that's why they can't call them officially Wagyu. It has to be American Wagyu. So it's our version, which is basically just like a little bit nicer of a cow.
Right.
It's not their shit.
Like
it's,
it won't throw a knife at you.
Will
like
not.
It's just like a nice kind of.
But you could
cow.
Still fuck the shit out of it.
If you.
No, you can, dude. That's how it gets so soft.
That's why.
In Kobe, that's what they do. They give them beer, they dance with them, and they fuck them.
They kiss them to death.
They do. They all have kisses.
Little Japanese
remember
guys.
Remember when Tommy Boy knocked over the cows, bro?
One of my favorite clips. Cow pushing. Yeah. So good.
Why are all the burger places closed on Monday and Tuesdays?
It's a high holiday.
High holiday.
Every Monday and Tuesday?
I have no idea what it is.
I don't understand that because every Monday and Tuesday, for some reason, I really want a fucking burger, but I can't get it from these guys.
We should look into it.
Yeah, what? Well, let's make up the conspiracy. What could it be?
You know, Carl's Jr. charged me $17 for a cheeseburger.
Carl's Jr.
No,
why would you go there?
Because I was hungry and desperate. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
Now you take the pain. At that point, you take the hunger pains.
Yo, can I ask you a question that's not food related?
You go to bed hungry, you wake up skinny.
Yeah, that is true.
A girl told me that in college one time. Go to bed hungry, wake up skinny. And I was like, that's bullshit. And I've tried it a few times. And I'm like, that bitch is onto some shit. That's onto some. Like, those girls had tricks. I had a girlfriend in college. She had great tricks because she was like a dancer, and she was like, we all smoke, and they eat cotton balls to like make themselves feel full.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that was one of the tricks they used to do.
That one's odd.
No, dude, cotton balls?
Yeah, well, because it makes them feel
full. It expands.
So the cigarettes suppresses your appetite, and then they would put cotton balls in there.
So you just shit the cotton balls out?
No, they stay in there forever, like gum. It never comes out. You're going to die with 80
How many cotton balls do you think that girl has in her stomach to this day?
To this day?
To this day, how many?
I'm at 40 or 50 pounds. Yeah.
Which is weird because if they step on a scale, it negates everything they were trying to do. but from the outside, it looks like they're fucking ripped.
Lumpy.
You know what they say? I don't know if you agree with this. Nothing tastes as good, you know,
as pussy feels. Oh.
Everyone said something different, and all George thought was, why are burger shops closed on Mondays?
Like, I'm still sitting here still wondering, what the fuck? Yeah, why? It doesn't make sense. Right. I have Monday, start of the week.
I agree. I don't know what places we're
talking about. But wait, what did you all say? What did you all say?
Even true, though.
What do you mean?
The phrase is, nothing tastes as good as skinny feels.
Feels, correct.
That's what he was saying.
He
what the fuck is
nothing
that?
Nothing tastes as good as pussy feels. He said nothing tastes as good as cotton balls. And I said that.
He wins.
Cotton balls is right.
Can I ask you a God's honest question?
Yeah.
All right, so man, I don't know. I got like a problem. I don't think I'm ever going to be married or have like a real girlfriend outside of the last
one. That's not true.
It is true, Andrew. It's so true.
You said that with such honesty. He goes, no, it is, dude.
No,
that
because
is fact.
I like what he's about to say.
Okay,
and
say
I want to.
I don't even know what I was about to say. I'm not about to ask him about his wife. I'm not.
About the what?
I'm not about to ask him about his wife.
I thought you were asking
him to be
your wife.
What's the honest question? You want me to be your wife?
I'm just kidding. No, stop.
Why are burger places closed on Monday, Tuesday? All right, so listen.
You make fun of me. No,
I don't know if that's the case, because maybe I will at some point. But as of lately, dude, I suck at it, bro. And I just don't have that kind of feel. And also, I got to say this too. This wasn't my question, but the idea of like intimacy, like if I see him and his like girlfriend, because they're not like normal like PDA, they like moan. Do you know what I'm saying? When I see that, bro, like when I see people and they're like, but what? We're in love. I'm like, can you just like go be in love in a bedroom? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like when I see that shit, just makes. Have you ever been violently ill by the sight of someone making out and just like tonguing each other down in public?
It depends on how good looking they are.
Well, they're good looking people.
But that's what I'm saying. That's the scale. If he's making out with another beautiful person,
yeah, they're both beautiful.
Why would I care? But if it's two uggos, if it's two fucking uggos making out, I don't want to see two fours all over each other.
Got it.
There's a scale. If you're beautiful, everybody wants to see you do hot shit.
Right.
Nobody wants to see ugly people do almost anything, let alone slobbing all over each other.
True.
That's just a fact of life. Nobody wants to see uggos hooking up.
Uggos.
So if you're good looking, yeah, go for it. Go nuts. I heard you guys ask if you could go to Vegas with Wiz, and the response was very funny. There was like a big pause, and he was like, yeah.
Nah, he did not want us to come, bro. Because a piece of you guys knew
if he was like, yeah, for real, let's do it. Like, for real, let's do it.
Nah, straight up.
Would you have gone?
No.
Why?
Because
you don't want to go?
We got busy shit.
I'm a homebody, dude.
Too busy. Are you really homebody?
Yeah,
boy?
I'm an introvert.
You don't like to go out and do
shit.
I
like to solve the Rubik's Cube and watch Love is Blind.
Can you wreck this thing? Can you ever get it or no?
We'll do it in 2 seconds.
Let's go.
Bro.
Ready? Ready, set. Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Edit this shorter. 13. Mm-hmm.
It's like this is like
14,
George telling Bobby Lee that he's gonna kill himself.
20.
Make it quicker, bro.
I hate that joke was great.
25. 30.
Breathe closer to the mic.
My hands are sweating.
No, breathe closer to the mic.
You're so trash at this. 35. It's insane.
No, this is his normal time. I know. 40. I can tell you exactly.
You got this, Luke.
He's going to end at 45. 1 minute and 6 seconds. I know exactly how this ends.
50.
Look, listen to his 55. Breathing.
55.
Could you put up his mic for his breathing, please?
60.
Oh, shit. Kid's high as fuck.
2, 3.
It's like watching
4,
this fucking 2-year-old fucking solve a riddle.
6.
Oh my God.
7.
Seven. What did I tell you?
1 minute 7.
I fucking said that.
I'm high.
I said it, bro.
That was
fucking so cool, bro. That's so sick.
That means you hang out a lot.
You mean you hang out a lot.
That's my brother. That is wild. I don't know how you do that.
That's insane.
That's lit, dude.
You made fun of it because you don't like that.
No. I fucking did. It's so cool, bro. Like that. Like how we fucking like it wasn't solved at first.
It's actually fucked up of you, bro. Because let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
The kids, the speed cubers, they're called.
Yeah,
respect
yeah, yeah.
them.
Mm-hmm.
Work very hard at their craft.
That's right.
It's all they do.
That's right.
They put their body and mind through mental and physical hell.
That's right.
To solve that fucking 3x3 as fast as they can.
Respect.
And I will not have you slander me and the speed cubers.
Don't be slandering.
You piece of shit.
All right. Let's be nice.
So apologize to me and Max Park. And Felix, apologize now.
I will never apologize for you playing with a fucking cube, you dork. Listen to me, bro. Listen to me. You need help.
Yeah,
I am your friend.
That's true.
You are playing with this cube too much. way too much. You were on Bobby Lee's podcast, and he literally had to tell you to stop playing the fucking cube and start talking.
I have an addictive personality. Yeah, what the fuck do you want from me, bro?
Yeah, what do you want from him?
I have an addictive personality and OCD, and I like patterns and numbers and algorithms.
Why are you yelling at me,
bro? That's also Bobby's fault for having that available for you to play with.
Bro, listen to this. Listen,
I brought it.
Oh, that's even weirder.
I have to go pee. I'm not walking out.
Y'all got your headphones on?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, let's hear it.
So the other day, I found Logan sitting on my couch at 9:30 at night by himself, playing with his Rubik's Cube just like that, listening to...
What is that? Watching, is that the Big Bang Theory?
Yes, he was watching a theoretical or some sort of evolutionist...
Creationism versus evolutionism.
Yes, he was watching it on 2X playing with the Rubik's Cube.
What do you think?
Not...
Let him go.
Well,
let the kid go.
Wrong day for it, dude. I'm telling you, man. This you man.
I don't want to.
You just open. Pandora's box, bro. You do not want a Christian to fight an evolutionist.
How about this? How about this? Are we in a simulation? It's a better question. Do we live in a sim or no?
So it's entirely possible. Obviously,
of course, anything is possible. But do you believe it to be true?
I think we most likely are, but like simulation isn't the word for it.
Right, but that's the word that we know. The only thing we can coin it as would be simulation. What we're saying is
100%.
We think it's controlled by something else, but we don't have control.
Whatever the fuck is going on here, we have no ability to comprehend it. Our brain doesn't think like that.
Civilization.
We can put in like stupid human words
in
our English language,
sure.
But like words aren't going to describe whatever the fuck is going
on. Do you believe in free will or do you think that everything is predestined?
That's tough.
Let me ask you a philosophical question. Like truly, and I mean this, I'm not joking around. Yeah. Do you think you were destined to be, oh shit, here, never mind.
So then anyways, I said, how about the Yankees?
No, it's fine.
Bro,
and I think they're a great team. I think they're a great team.
Well, did you see what happened with the judge?
Oh man, is he still doing it?
Whoa.
Logan, I'll ask you do you think you were destined to be you?
No.
You think you created you?
Yeah, I do.
I
believe in free will.
Free will,
I do. But you know where my mind went automatically was like multiverse, like area, like, or...
Metaverse.
Yeah, like we're like the metaverse.
Crypto. See, I think
crypto.
I understand the idea that you made you, but I believe partially that you were destined, whether you know it or not, to be something else.
It's entirely possible. Yeah,
I believe that. I believe I was kind of supposed to do what I do. I couldn't tell you in my bones the moment that I knew I wanted to be a stand-up. A lot of people say like, I knew when I wanted to do comedy. I don't really think, I think you fall into the place that you feel the most comfortable.
Yeah, but of course you do.
I think part of that is because the universe did little bit of it.
Yeah, but of course you feel like that. Of course I feel like that. But that's because we're here. Like, that's us trying to rationalize why the fuck we're here. What really, it might just be...
That's what I'm saying. I think somebody else told us we're supposed to be here.
Maybe.
Who?
Exactly.
Well, you know, have you ever read Rene Descartes?
Huh?
Rene Descartes?
Descartes, yeah.
Great, right?
Yeah.
Theorist.
Sure.
Terrorist? I don't know. What the fuck?
Mental
theoretical
terrorist.
Fucking mental terrorist. Right. But but yo, a lot of that stuff, a lot of his stuff and like Plato as like the kicker offers of all this simulation stuff. What about the idea of a super civilization, right? Somewhere in the cosmos that has not only created this planet, created all of us as little weebles. Well, weebles.
Wobbles. Weebles
wobble, but wobble, they don't fall. We fall. Fell off that curve.
Yeah, we fall down.
Okay, but what if... What is somewhere?
Weeble and wobble.
You did pull off that curve.
Those dudes, bro, are not only the inventors of this, but also have gamified it. And one of them is just sitting there like right now, and their mom's like, yo, E-C67, come finish your fucking laundry. And he's like, hold on, Mike's about to get to the next stage. And he's fucking playing me, bro. And he's, do you believe that? Or
you're being played for sure.
Me personally. You're being
100%.
And what happens when you die?
This is all about you.
That's called the Horizon Theory.
Yeah,
do you know about
creepy.
That?
Yeah, that's
you know
like Truman Show theory? Shit.
Yes, Horizon.
What do I think happens when we die?
Yeah.
What do I think happens when we die?
Yeah.
I think when we die, we finally find what we've been looking for. And it's individualized. When we die, we don't go to a mutual place. I don't go where you go. You don't go where he goes. You find what you're looking for, whether you know you're looking for something or not. Whatever happens, you did it. I think it's all It's the construct of what you wanted it to end up being. That's where you'll go. That's what I feel. I don't know what it looks like.
Oh, that's interesting.
I don't know what it feels like.
Like some shit you lost. Like I lost an OxyContin 80 in Milford, Connecticut.
You find it.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't want to find that shit.
Well, but then look for other shit.
There's a fucking dwarf looking for a pot of gold out there, bro.
Like, it says best members of my family. Some of my fucking grand. You talking about my grandmother? You know who had the greatest answer to that question? Where do we go when we die? Was Keanu Reeves. You ever want to see a fucking amazing clip? He was on Colbert, and Colbert said it with a little bit of facetiousness behind it, where he was like, where do we go when we die, Keanu? And he said, I don't know, but those who love us will miss us. And I thought that was like the best concise version. Those who love us will miss us. That's it. That's all he knew. Yeah. I was like, that is perfect.
He's good.
He's dope, dude. That guy's fucking dope. Where do we go? Where do we go?
SummerSlam. Imagine he broke into a WWE promo.
You know where we go, brother. See you at the gates of fuck you up. In a ladder match, one-on-one versus John Cena. Barbed wire, fire. And your Uncle Kevin. I'm Kevin. Breaking necks, making checks.
Sponsored by Budweiser.
Logan Paul on tour. Bring your bitch. She's going to pass the fuck out.
So where do we go? Where do we go?
I don't know.
What do you want to have happen?
It's such a fucking high thought, but
it is. You're there. I want to hear it.
All right. I think when you die, there's a measurable amount of energy that leaves your body.
Fact.
I think it's a fact.
Do have energy. You're humming.
Yeah.
That's why your heart's beating, baby. You got something. You have electrical energy.
Right. So okay. when that happens. What is that energy? What is that? Is that your soul?
I don't think that's your soul.
What is that?
I think that's the energy of the universe that we're. That's the magnetic energy of the universe.
And where does it go?
It goes into other things.
Well, why does it go where it goes?
Does it choose?
Maybe it depends on how you lived your life.
I like this.
If you were a good person, that energy that leaves your body goes into things that replenish and reproduce and give.
This is a scene from fucking Pineapple Express.
It's the whole, yeah, we're writing the script.
This is basically
reincarnation. So in a way.
Yeah, if you're bad, you come back as an anal bee.
No.
That's good.
No, or maybe. Or if you're bad, your energy goes into the universe, as you just said. Perhaps even our sun. The burning hellhole that is sun. And if you're a bad person, your soul and your energy that was once on the earth is now burning in eternal flames inside of the sun.
So you're talking about heaven and hell right now, yeah, which is brought to you by the Christian religion.
A little bit. Because
shout out Christians.
But the one thing that I would say is I arguably, and I know this doesn't mean anything to you, but Sadhguru said this as well. Yes, perhaps the earth that we're living on right now, the life that we have right now, this is the heaven.
Yeah, I believe that.
This is our heaven.
Have you been seeing the media?
I know, but George, it's
hey, it's better like hell.
There ain't no COVID in heaven.
Yeah, there is.
I don't know.
Are you sure?
I don't know.
Jesus just tested positive.
Are you fucking serious?
But it was like a nose swab. It wasn't a PCR.
So
it was like
a false positive.
Jesus had one of those rapid tests.
I think personally,
is that stupid as shit?
No, man.
I'm trying to rationalize things that don't make sense.
I'll say this. I think I understand what you're saying. I think that's a good... There is no
right
answer.
By the way, that's a theory. I don't know if I believe that. I don't think I believe that. But it's like a really interesting thought.
But why not? It's fine. You can.
Because here's what I believe. Ready?
Yeah.
Nothing. I don't fucking know. And at the end of the day, that's the truest answer
that you know
anyone
nothing.
Can say
that's
in the
true.
World.
That
I don't know. I don't know shit. And I'm open to all ideas. And I probably will be forever because at the end of the day, no matter how sure I am or how much conviction I have in my stupid fucking beliefs, they're just beliefs and I don't know anything.
You don't know nothing.
I'm a humble, you know, being on this earth who's aware of his ignorance in the scope of the universe.
All right, Sadhguru.
What do you think, George?
In my heart of heart, I believe that one day if I walk in the way that I pray that I could be, that I will be with King Jesus.
Are you a Christian, kid?
Super Christian, yeah.
Whoa. I didn't know.
Yeah, I mean it's hard because like in the media people are like, oh, he doesn't live like a Christian. They don't know what I do in my home or what I share with my friends.
Would it mean to live like a Christian anyway?
Not fucking before marriage or smoking that ganja.
I believe
drinking weed alcohol.
My definition of a true Christian is somebody who's more focused on himself and his relationship with Jesus and really loving of thy neighbor. I think that is a pure Christian.
Okay.
I don't think anybody on this earth could live a sinless life. I'm working on myself every day. I want to change the way I speak. I want to change the way I think. I'm working on myself every single day. And the best thing that I could take out of it is, God forbid, Jesus doesn't exist. Through his teaching, I've brought myself to a better living.
Are you copped a Christian?
I copped being Christian. I don't know.
Let's go.
There you go. Do you know what that is? Copped a Christian?
No. I was just,
never heard of that.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
No, I'm just Christian.
You just made that up.
No, I've heard of it.
Is that like, or maybe it was a cotton it's Christian, like somebody fabricated. Eats cotton balls.
Coptic Christian. That's a real thing.
You got copped that Christian.
Copped that Christian.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Well, no.
I'm a nothing burger.
You're a nothing burger.
No, I'm a nada. I was when I was a kid, we were kind of in the church. We were Catholic because I'm Irish and Italian, but I got rid of it.
You know, all those. People
I just that- it had no. It just didn't. It didn't connect with me.
Yeah. But you know what I love about this? I don't have respect.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that's awesome. I think everyone should believe whatever the fuck they want. I just don't. It doesn't really. No, I don't have any fucking. Like, I just think do your thing. Be nice. Don't be a dick. Just do your thing. Don't be a dick.
That's kind of the biggest. Be a dick. That's
my religion. Don't be a dick.
That is like quite literally the biggest religion. Don't be a fucking asshole.
And then you're good.
If you could do that, then you're like these people that are like, yo, George is smoking marijuana, dude. Like, he's going to hell. He's going to burn their sick pineapple.
Well, that is true. That is true.
But
what are you going to do?
No, but listen, the biggest rule of Christianity is that when you accept Jesus Christ in your heart, he forgives you for those menial sins, bro. Like, venial sins.
Menial.
I think it might be venial.
It's definitely not.
Should I check it? I usually end up right in these. I'm so sorry.
It's menial.
I know that menial's a word and it means small, but venial I think is a thing.
Denoting a sin that is not regarded as depriving.
I'm sorry. I do this word thing.
Venial
sins? I do this word thing that take it very seriously. I apologize.
It's menial
sin. Well, menial is a similar word, but venial is having to do specifically with sin.
He's right.
And that because it's church bound. It's
highly impressive.
I don't do church talks, so I have no idea.
Where I was going with this was, beyond the fact that you clearly don't know much about the English language, is that George
rewind this tape for every time he stumbled over and he said something fucking insanely dumb.
So
you know
right.
What? Put together a supercut of this motherfucker saying just the dumbest shit coming out of his
head. Someone's gonna do it.
Listen.
And you know what? I hope that wasn't a dog bite, and I hope you get fucking cold sores all over your face now. From your Phoenician. Phoenicians? Did you know it was Phoenician?
Yeah. It's a great hotel.
Phineas and Herb.
Blinds Herb. And people from Herb. Phoenix. Go ahead. Go ahead.
All right, ready? The biggest belief, I already said what I said.
You said it.
Then what am I doing now?
God bless Jesus.
God, okay.
God bless Jesus. Dude, I didn't know you were into it. I like that.
I appreciate it.
You fuck with him.
I really do like him.
All right.
That's why I was watching these videos, because he sent it to me. I was watching the video.
The creation, that's where it started.
Yeah, we're talking about the video you sent me. You don't even know that. That's the context of this conversation.
Oh, okay, absolutely.
That's how this fucking whole thing started.
And I also watch in 2X.
I can hear that. Yeah, I heard that.
Let me tell you something.
You got no time.
No? Yeah, yes.
You're a busy man.
If you're anyone can benefit from just having active listening skills that process quicker. Like, that's sick. That's actually awesome.
If you can ingest quickly.
Yeah, of course.
But are you retaining as much?
Yeah, you retain as much. Yeah.
You, personally.
Yes.
You do?
Okay. Yes. And you save time. Like, you double your efficiency.
Did you get that from Speechify?
Cliff, yes.
Yep, same. Yes. Same. I agree with you.
Yeah.
Ingest it 2 times. What's the highest times you can go on YouTube? 4?
I've done 4.
You can get it 4. You can do 4.
I'll do 4, but I'm not. I actually am not getting anything out of it. But I'll sometimes watch it.
It's only 2.
No. I use a different app, not YouTube. I'll watch videos on 4. This is what it sounds like. I don't get anything.
I heard a couple things, sir.
Yeah.
Look, it goes up to 2.
The first ever sub-5 Rubik's Cube average was so ahead of its time.
Again with the cube.
2 people have done it. Who could have guessed it? That's right. Max Park now owns the second.
Shout out Max Park. Shout out Max Park. You're a badass speed cuber, bro. And don't let my bitch ass co-hosts
why did you say you ain't in it? Why did you include me in it? I didn't say anything.
Talk your shit, bro. See what happens.
What are they gonna do?
Would you ever fight? Would you two ever fight?
I'd kick his fucking head.
Would you ever fight him?
Not today.
What would make it fair? What would make it fair between
knee, his current knee?
No.
I tore my MCL.
But outside of that, let's say you're both healthy. What would make the battle fair?
There's nothing. He's a trained combat sports athlete.
Take away an arm? Tie an arm?
Well, he doesn't use his right anyways, so I guess technically it's already if you take away his left, it's fucked. He doesn't know how to throw the
right. Would you think you'd still do that then? Take away your left, tie your left behind your hand. Could you?
No, if he
if you took away a leg, it'd be difficult for me. If he took away a leg, it'd be difficult.
No, but I also
but that's hard to do because an arm you can tie behind, you can wrap an arm. You can't really wrap up a leg.
No, I think if you had one arm tied, that might throw you off enough for me to get it done. I do think that.
It was a minute seven. Much faster.
I don't know. It's a minute seven.
But it wasn't jumbled as much.
Do you care about where I think we go? Or do you not? Or were you just not going to ask? Because you specifically asked them and then just...
Dude, you're a great podcast guest because you've turned this into your podcast.
100%. I will do every time. I feel like I do want to know where you want us to go, but a piece of me wants to know something more, deeper about you.
Yeah. You can ask whatever you want.
Okay.
Yeah.
I love this. He's interviewing you.
What makes you cry?
When I have to leave my house after I see my family because I don't get to see them as much as I'd like to. And sometimes I have to like leave my mom or like my grandma who's like aging and that upsets me.
That makes you cry.
Yeah. People that are hurting and that there's no like specific people that have like mental illness or like drug addiction because anything that I can like relate deeply or empathetically to. And to me, like suffering from mental illness or addiction is like something that really has affected my life for basically my entire life. So knowing that there's people out there that can't find their way and have no like hope and no help from people, right, that upsets me a lot. So I would say those two things.
Will you cry in public?
Titanic.
You hide it.
No, yeah. I'll be like this. Fuck, it's hot, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Like,
you don't want someone to see.
Yeah, or like, fucking shit, dude. What was that? Like a fucking bird shit or something like that? You know, like just do, like, I have a bunch of different motions that I can
to get rid of it.
Yeah, just
what makes you cry, Andrew?
What makes me cry? I think only family shit. Only family shit.
Yeah.
Like mom stuff.
Yeah.
If my mom is upset. That's it. That's, other than that,
I hate upsetting my mom.
Yeah, it's a bummer. It's a fucking bummer because you feel that they're bummed.
Yeah.
Do you have a mom?
He's lying, bro. He played his mother crying on the phone.
Well, I mean, he probably still loves his mom.
I hated that I upset her.
He just uses his con.
But it's tough. I don't know. There's not a lot of stuff. I've seen some weird shit. I've never, like, I saw a guy get hit by a car a year ago, and I thought I was going to cry, but I didn't. Dude, he got small.
Oh, you good?
You went from crying to laughing, my guy.
Was he good or no?
No, he was not good.
Oh, he perished?
He was gone.
How bad? Like, explain this to me.
And were you driving?
Yeah. And his head was like, bah! Right in my windshield.
Oh, Lord.
And I saw a guy get it. Yeah, it was nuts. It was fucking wild. But I was like, shouldn't I be crying? Like, have you ever gone to a funeral and not cried?
Yeah.
Isn't that weird that you're like, shouldn't I be crying?
Yeah. Have you ever been to a funeral and had the urge to...
To jerk off? Is that what you're going to say?
Whoa.
That was going to be my...
I saw it in your eyes.
That was going to be my follow-up.
I saw it in your eyes.
But have you ever been like really... This for anyone in the room on any of these couches. Have you ever seen like something like really upsetting that should make you cry and it gave you the urge to like laugh?
Yeah. All the time.
Yeah, it does that sometimes, bro. Like it happens to me, bro. I'm not even kidding. I've gone to funerals and just been like... had the urge to laugh. I think it's a natural bodily response to trauma, bro.
To trauma and sadness.
I'm dead fucking serious,
100%.
Bro.
I believe it.
It's how I respond to everything.
Laugh.
It's always my initial instinct.
Well, especially when you're overwhelmed, you're like, I'm going to laugh my way right out of this.
Yeah. Like when I'm in too deep, especially.
Uh-huh.
There's like a giant like surrender and like, well, fuck it.
we
can't get worse than that. Well, fuck it.
No, that's the dark approach. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the natural, like where you can't stop it.
Yeah.
Like where you're so uncomfortable with what's happening and you're just like, like and a, you just start
like
fucking
a giddy
laughing.
Little child.
Yes. Bro.
Yeah, I like that. All right, let's answer this question. We go around the room. What's the last thought that crosses your mind before you go to sleep? The last, it could be the thing that happens often to you or the thing that you just thought about last time you went to bed. What's the last thought that goes through your head before you go to bed? Okay. Yeah.
I mean, this is like a deep thought.
No, it doesn't have to be. It can be if it is.
So every night before I go to bed, I say my prayer. And through that, I always reflect on how I was today, how I treated people, how I acted, how I took on a situation. And so sometimes it haunts me because I like really do reflect too much.
Yeah.
So every night I reflect. like in bed. I actually, I started journaling because my thoughts started getting really bad. So I actually started journaling and I swear it's changed my life.
I saw this thing on Twitter that said about 50% of people don't have an internal dialogue.
What? Oh, they're robots.
Whoa. So, you know, when they're alone with themselves, there's like nothing. Nothing really going on.
No, no shot.
Now that may mean an actual, like you can hear a voice, which is interesting. I'm not really sure about the context of this. Particular.
Hearing a voice scares me a little bit. That would scare me if I heard a physical voice.
That's why I don't think it was that.
Isn't that schizophrenia?
Yeah, I think that's
can
like,
be.
I think that's
can be. What's your last thought in your head, guys? Right before you go to bed. What was it last night?
Well, last night I stress out all the time. So I'm very high stress and high strung. He knows this. So I had to upload a YouTube video today on my personal YouTube channel, The Night Shift.
Plug.
I don't. And last night I was just super stressed
about it.
Why
think he's famous, bro?
Yeah.
Always plug.
And you're stressed about that?
Yeah, I was stressed out about it last night. So I was probably like in my mind, I was like, well, and I was just stressed out about this whole day. So I'm usually, my macro answer to this would be probably something work related.
Work.
Like, no, my last simple thought is probably this. Fuck.
Fuck.
But not like that. Like this. Fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, bro. Fuck. And then I just fall asleep and then I wake up the next day and you want to know the first thing I think when I wake up?
Fuck.
Fuck, fuck. Bro. It literally carries straight through.
I made it. Fuck.
I'm not kidding.
I wish
I'm
I didn't wake up.
Serious, bro.
Fuck.
Fuck, bro.
Every night before I go to bed, I try to convince myself, please don't wake up to pee in the middle
no
of the
way.
Night.
Yes. No way. No way, Andrew Santino.
No.
Fucking, I piss now in the middle really? Of the night. Do you do? You getting older?
I haven't pissed a lot.
I hate it so much, man.
No, you don't wet the bed.
No, no, I piss in the middle of the night. I wake up and I piss. I'm an old man. I like wake up. I have to go.
Oh,
to the
you make it to the toilet.
Yeah.
Wait, you guys really thought he just
Can
peed?
Can I ask
his
you
bed?
A question?
A piece of me wanted
that.
To go with it.
Do you guys don't get up in the middle of the night?
No,
and pee?
I do. It sucks. Can I ask you one?
Worst
question?
Thing ever. Worst
and I
thing
pray, and
ever.
I pray, please make me get through the night so yep. I don't have to piss in. Yep. I hate pissing in the middle
to,
of the night.
You have to strategize your water intake before you go to bed.
And I've stepped on my dog like twice.
Yeah. Oh, what kind of dog?
Your dog should be sleeping in your bed if you really loved it.
She goes where she wants to go, baby.
Yeah.
She rules the land.
Oh, that's cool.
That bitch goes wherever she wants.
You can't just hold her hostage. Like, you're staying in the bed with me.
I let her go wherever the fuck she wants. Please don't piss. I piss in the middle of the night. It's sad.
That's tough.
And I miss every time. So we're getting a urinal.
No, what are you talking
that's
about?
That's cool.
We're getting a urinal.
Why? Yeah, what are you talking good. About?
Because I don't want to piss in a toilet.
That's not, what the fuck are we all talking about? You're going to stand and say, good, he's getting a urinal.
Yeah, it's great.
You're not midnight sit pissing? Bro, if you're getting up
Wait,
in the
what?
Middle of the
no.
night, there is no reason you should be standing over that toilet.
Oh, yeah, there is.
It's the middle of the fucking night. You're
I disagree. I disagree. Because I'll sit there all night. I'll too tired to get up.
Are you you broke your spine walking off a curb in
running.
The middle of the day.
Running.
No, and you're going to be half asleep standing. Do you know what can happen to you? You can tip over, hit your head, and die. So then you won't be saying, oh, I hope I don't piss. It's I hope I don't fucking die or become a paraplegic
tip
from a piss
over?
Accident. Homie.
You think people just tip
when
over?
When you're sleeping, you never sleep tipped?
I'm awake when I'm pissing. I don't sleep piss. I get in there. I hold the wall like every adult male. I lean. I do a little baby lean, and I piss into that
Suit
fucking
yourself,
thing.
Bro. I think sit pissing.
And
for
now
men is-
I'm gonna have a urinal with two handles, and I'm gonna hold on to them.
Like a time
pull my cock
parlor.
Out, and I'm just gonna piss. Let go of the handles and get back in bed, or ask my wife, come help me back into bed.
We haven't even talked about this whole.
But
wife
I'm gonna
thing.
Hold on
Wait,
to
you have
the handles.
Yes.
Wait, what do you think about? It? You never said anything.
What do I think about?
Oh, right now I don't know. Probably how like lucky I am to have my girlfriend.
Huh.
What a sweetie pie.
Could you comment down below what you think about? Because I kind of want to read.
What a sweetie pie.
Just that one thing. He's just trying to get head later, bro. It's just that one fucking thing. It's the only fucking thing.
Do you get sucked a lot?
All the time, bro.
You get sucked? You big guy? Big suck? Big suck guy? Big guy suck? Big boy suck. Is that what you say when you want it? Big guy suck. Big guy like suck. And she goes, come on, Luke. Don't. Big boy like suck. Big strong guy like suck. You suck?
Turns into Bobby Lee.
Yeah. Somehow it's my best friend. Bobby Lee.
No, Bobby Lee who comes over and does it.
How do you ask? How do you ask for one? How do you ask for head?
Bro, I'm gonna tell you.
Give me your secret. How do you ask her for head?
I'll tell you my secret.
What's the verbiage?
I don't.
Oh, she just does it. You walk in the door, boom, you suck in my dick. She can't not suck your cock.
Can I get one of those?
I walk down the stairs. Boom, she's sucking my dick. I get out of the shower. Raka, she's sucking my dick. She's never not sucking my dick.
You ask him what his last thought is at the end of the night.
That's what it is. That's what it is.
Holy shit.
Sucking my dick.
No, bro.
That's a good bit. That's a good bit. What do you, you never have asked? You never said, hey, can I get?
Can let, I? Let me say something. Out of respect for my sweet, sweet
the love of your life. Prime,
yeah. I prefer not to talk about her fellatio.
Her fellating, yeah.
I'm right. So fucking proud of you.
Yeah,
good for
that
you.
Was a big moment.
I'm so fucking proud of you. Yeah. Wow.
It's even fucked up that I said what I said. But you know what?
Yeah, you did start it. You did open it. Yeah, you opened
what?
It.
What?
You started it. You opened it.
I didn't say anything. You just asked my girlfriend, like, suck, suck.
That's right. That's right. It was me. It's me. That's now true. I rewind.
You reenacted.
Yo, I am.
I did, because that's how I saw it.
Different verticals, too.
That was a big moment for him. I'm really proud of you that you didn't take that moment to turn it into content. So I'll handle it for you. So basically, when they first started dating, bro, she wouldn't let him hit, right? But this girl, they had to have set the land speed record for blowjobs.
No,
dude,
no, no. There's no
dude,
shot you're actually
bro,
explaining
100%.
This. Stop. Mike,
be
pull
nice.
Back, pull
be
back.
Nice.
He said land speed record.
Are you going to walk off the set, George? I'm finishing my fucking story.
No,
so anyways,
no. Look at my face. Look at I'm pleading. Please.
Plead a little bit into the mic.
Please, Mike. Please, don't. Please, because... Because that's, I find it just
okay, fair
tasteless.
Enough. You've stated your case.
He's in love.
I'm proud of both of you
yes,
guys
you've
now.
Stated
wow.
your
I find
case.
It incredibly.
I had no intention of going through that
tasteless,
story. I just
Mike.
Wanted to see you wiggle a little bit. Now, what were you saying, Mr. Santino?
He said set the land.
Now, so you're so you're married.
Yeah.
How do you like that? How long have you been married? And why aren't you wearing a ring? Is it because you're in LA?
No, just because I never have.
Shit. I'm
never
just
have.
Saying. I could smell
you
like
never
a cheater,
have, huh? Mm-hmm.
You know why? Because I never have, and I don't care, and it's not. I don't know. It's not.
Were
my
you
thing.
Were you kind of every girl's like secret little dream fantasy that tucked in the bottom drawer like a redhead kind of guy?
Yeah, I mean, people like a redhead is a fetish for sure.
Yeah, right. It
it's
is
definitely a fetish.
Totally is.
Yeah, it's definitely a fetish, but it's also like. I think part of it might have been a bet for years for girls who were like,
oh.
$50 if you fuck that redhead. You know what I mean? Like it was I might have been the end of a bet.
Yeah,
like
a parting gift.
But almost. For a redhead, I don't look like most of them. I'm a little bit better on the scale.
You're a daywalker.
I would say
it.
Most redheads, a high percentage of redheads are horrific creatures.
Yeah.
Huh? Am I a top redhead? I'm in the top 1% of redhead creators.
Is that
yeah.
true? Oh, you have
probably
only
yeah,
reds.
Sure.
Only
reds.
Only reds. Of redheaded men, I would be. I think I would be a higher end red. A higher end red on the, you know like a restaurant chain. I would be. Just like a, I'd be one that has like three locations.
Like a,
you know
or
I mean?
You would be like a Merlot, or like a better Merlot.
I'm like a Pinot Noir.
Got it. If you go outside in the middle of the summer, do you burn or catch on fire?
Burn?
Yes.
I mean, no, because I put on sunscreen.
Were you ever offended by the whole ginger?
No.
Type comments.
Or ginger
like,
never.
Or like, you know how South Park said like gingers don't have souls?
Yeah.
Did you ever have to ask yourself like, do I have a soul?
No. No, ginger stuff never landed. It was always kind of corny. It was like always like, if it was funnier, if people were funnier when they did it, it would have been good. But like, the fire crotch thing was always kind of like, oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
But
then,
like, what about kick a ginger day? Like, that didn't resonate with you?
Nah, I thought, no, I got what they were going for.
Yeah,
but
not.
It just never landed.
Really?
I was like, it's just not
you thought
that.
It was just stupid.
It wasn't as funny as I, if it was funny, I'd be like, that's fucking
it's
funny.
It's a great way to disarm someone who's attempting to, like, pick on you. You
yeah,
know, it's
yeah,
just
yeah,
like,
yeah,
yeah. yeah that was,
no, it's funny. Yeah. But if it was really good, I'd be like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Oh, nice.
If someone can make fun of you and it's like, good. If it's good, it's good.
I'm a fire crotch, Andrew.
No, you're not.
Swear to God. Look at my beard.
Yeah, but that's, you're like,
You're faux fire.
You're I'm like, about, you're,
about.
Yeah.
It's strawberry blonde.
Strawberry blonde, that's what they
it
call
is.
It.
It's because my papa was like that.
Who's your dad, a redhead?
He was, yeah. Yep. They called him Red Muff in high school. That was his nickname.
Was he a big bad boy?
He was a big bad boy.
Is he gone?
He's gone.
Rest in peace.
Well,
Jesus Christ, Logan. He's not.
No,
gone.
He's not.
He's actually
he's
texting
not.
Me
he's,
right
he's,
now.
He's at the ranch.
Oh, he's not dead?
Yeah, he came back.
He's Jesus. Your father's Jesus? So George knows him well.
That's why
I do know him,
he's
and
he's
him. not Jesus.
Wait.
Do you have a relationship with his father?
I'm texting him as we speak.
They both do. Everyone in this room does.
Why do you talk
some
to his
better
dad?
Than others.
Why do you talk to his dad so much?
He's a great guy, and we just have like really deep
about what, George? What are you talking about right now?
Right now we're talking about how to deal with anxiety attacks and stuff like that.
What does he know about advice? Anxiety?
He had to deal with you guys.
Can I say something?
What do you do for a living?
He does everything. He's a jack of all trades, a realtor at first, then a house renovator, and then he was a project manager for a roofing company. Now he's a groundskeeper on my ranch in Idlewild, California.
Idlewild.
It's cool.
Great guy.
It's a great name.
It's cool.
Very entertaining to be around.
Super.
You love him.
He's top tier. He's top
tier. Yeah, you really love him.
I do love him.
GP is a great
He's
dude,
a top tier kind of guy.
I like
He's him. A real man's man.
Guy's guy.
Real guy. Real
He'd kill
guy.
A snake he, and cook
he,
it
he,
for
he
him.
He probably loves you. He loves Joe Rogan.
Did he ever fuck you up?
Not like seriously.
He threw him down the stairs.
It was not. It was not. There was like two stairs. There was like two stairs.
It was like steps
onto a
when
landing.
When do steps become steps. Stairs?
Yeah,
stairs.
That's a see. That's three. What. That's the type
three
of question.
Is that? Oh. So you got thrown down some steps. That doesn't sound as dramatic. You know what I'm saying? You didn't get yosh. You got like.
You're right.
You got little. You tipped over. You tipped over.
And his dad was like, he slipped.
Kid's an idiot. He ain't my son.
Yeah, but my mom threw me on a bed once, and I bounced, and my head hit and dented the wall. The dent is still there to this day.
Oh, so your mom fucked you up worse than
in your childhood home? It's still there?
Oh, yeah, it's still there.
That's fun.
I'll post it on social media, tag you.
When you go back to your childhood home, does it look exactly like it was when you were a kid?
Exactly. The bed sheets, the comforters.
That's lovely.
Still have little cartoon taxis on them.
That's awesome.
Hey, man, you left during college.
No,
what the fuck?
I know. It's a twin bed, too. It's a twin bed.
Are you okay?
Up until 18, I slept in the twin bed at my dad's. I mean, I don't think it's that abnormal.
No, it's kind of nice. Cool.
I was just talking about the bed sheets.
You love taxis when you were a kid,
huh? Wallpaper. Love taxis, garbage.
Really? You just love
truck.
Taxis that much?
Love taxis, garbage
trucks. You ever see the show Taxi?
Cash Cab. We watch Cash Cab all the
different
time.
Cash Cab. What fucking year are we
different
in?
Show.
Well, as I'm just saying, I like taxis.
It's one of the...
That's a white... Andrew, that's some white privilege blanket.
Yeah, WSP, bro.
I love it's taxis. WPS.
Whatever, bro. UPS, WPS.
Do you ever... Yo, I want to say this. Oh. Can I ask you one final question?
Please.
Over from my side of the couch. And you still didn't ask me where I think we go when we die.
I'm going to let it sit.
Okay. No, he did.
No, he asked me what my last thought is before, and I said it's fuck.
Fuck.
Okay. Do you think...
Answer the question again? What are you going
to
do?
No, wait. Sorry, what? I was going to ask him one last question.
Oh.
What do you want? Actually, you know what? Hold on. As the last thing on the show today, what do you want to happen right now? Anything can happen. It's your choice.
Well, I don't think anything can happen.
I'll make whatever you want to happen, I'll make it happen right now.
Anything.
Anything.
Sure.
What do I want? The last thing I want.
God.
I want you to give George a kiss.
I'm okay with that.
Remember, he's a Christian.
A kiss where?
You don't fuck with that.
A kiss where?
Where else do you kiss guys, man?
Damn, you really into that type of thing, huh?
Yep.
Where are you talking about?
Where do you kiss guys? Act like you don't know, dude.
Bro? Okay. I want to throw this before. Also,
on the nape of his neck.
Nape, huh?
Nape of his neck. He knows it. He's a big word guy.
George, you're doing that. I told him I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it, bro.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Use your tongue.
Okay, wait. Okay, so I don't want anything.
I don't want anything. What were you going to ask me, though?
Well, the last thing I was going to say was when you first, and this is a good way to tie it off because I feel like you have to get back to this. When you were sitting over there after we did the Wiz episode, I heard you were on the phone, and you literally, I didn't expect this from you. It sounded like we're talking like in a Godfather voice. You were like, I fucking told him. Get this motherfucker out of here.
Did I?
And I walked over and I went like this. You were like, actually, let him stay. Let him stay and watch. And I walked over and I was like, nah, get him out. And I was joking with, who the fuck were you commanding? You put a hit out on somebody.
Who was I? She heard me. Who was on the phone with?
No, I don't know. You're like, I have to go outside.
See, she said, you said you had to go outside real quick and make a call. But when I walked over, you were like, let him sit and watch. I don't want him to get off that easy this time. I'm not kidding. I'm dead fucking serious, bro.
What are you up to, man? What are you doing?
Somebody had to sit and watch. Sometimes you cross the red rabbit, you're going to get hopped on. You understand?
Wow.
Somebody had to sit and watch. You want to know? You'll never know.
Damn.
All I gotta tell you is don't try to hop out the red rabbit. It's gonna go bad for you. I don't know who I was talking to on the phone.
You probably figure that out.
I was actually talking to Bobby, truth be told.
Oh, really?
I was on the phone with Bobby because I had texted him and told him I was coming over here.
And he
said, Bob, you should come sit and watch.
He said he tell you he said hello, and that he misses you, and that he wanted me to physically harass you in place of him. And I said, I'm not going to do that to the guy, but he did.
I actually
he wanted me to grab you. He said, if you can see his dick, grab it. That's literally what he said.
I would love to hang out with both of you guys.
Let's go.
And chill. But before this podcast, I will admit this was the most anxiety-driven podcast I've ever been ready for.
Why?
Because I didn't know, because you're best friends with Bobby. I've been falling off the last podcasts because I've just been going through things. And like, I really thought that you were going to come in and just shit on me. And also, also you're the nicest person I've met on the sidelines before the cameras ran. So right when we met, I was just kind of like, oh, fuck, thank God. Okay, cool. Like,
no, I wasn't going to shit on you. It's not my nature. I said that to a guy today. He was like, oh, comedian, you got to, it's like, I don't know. It's not my, I'm not a, like a, take a
that
shot.
That type of dude.
Yeah. If you fucking shit on me, I'm going to shit on you. But I'm never going to start the war. That's a silly.
Yeah.
If you have the power, you only use it when you feel like you have to.
Right.
It's that's like, you don't just so go good. Swinging at people. Hey, you're not going to just go Bobby fight that? Random guys. No, because he's powerless.
Also, no, I took shots
needs
at him.
He needs the thing.
No, I stepped up to the plate and got all of the smoke. And I loved it. It was a learning curve. He's fucking fast, bro. I was trying to like keep up with
he's
him.
He's not that fast.
He's not. I don't
he grabs a lot. He does a lot of that stuff. His brain isn't that quick, man. The synapses don't fire that as much as they should. But that's Koreans. What are you going to do?
Classic way to end it.
Hey, guys. Shout out Andrew Santino. Thank you, bro.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks
what
for
a show.
Boston, man.
That was thank fun, you. Bro. I appreciate it. It was fucking amazing, man.
Yeah, too. It's true.
Go watch my special on Netflix. Watch it.
Every day in January, something is coming out
for me.
Santino, dude, especially the 13th, which is also my birthday, by the way.
Is it really?
Yes, sir.
How old, are you going to be 40?
Oh, fuck.
No,
pretty
it's
close.
Are you doing something special for your 40th?
Nah, well, I mean, whenever that comes. It's not this year. 38.
Oh, you'll. Oh, I thought you said you were 39.
Nah.
What are you going to do for your 40th before I go real fast?
I'm a huge fan of lazy rivers, and I'll probably identify the best lazy river in the world and float on it.
Nice.
By solo or with other, with friends?
I'll be there.
With the crew?
I'll be there.
With the boys?
I like the crew around. I'm not into solos like you.
I like.
Oh, wow.
Run it back.
Thanks, guys, for listening to this episode of Impulsive. Hit that subscribe button and also the like button. Take it easy. Peace.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org, paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.